What is it about awkwardness that we can't seem to get enough of? I mean, given the success of cringe comedies like The Office, 30 Rock, Curb Your Enthusiasm, you'd think there's something really appealing about social discomfort. Philosopher Adam Kotzko says our fascination with awkwardness is more than just entertainment. It actually defines our modern era. He says we live in an age of awkwardness, which he traces back to the social upheavals of the 1960s. Steve Paulson talked with him.
Adam, I have to say awkwardness would seem to be a pretty surprising topic for philosophical inquiry. How does awkwardness help to explain the age that we live in?
We're at a point where a lot of the traditional post-war values are no longer convincing to people. They're even viewed as oppressive by a lot of people, but at the same time, no agreed-upon replacement has arisen. And that leads to a feeling of awkwardness, because I view awkwardness as basically what happens when you don't know what to do, when there's no pre-given rule for how you're supposed to interact.
So the social conventions have kind of broken down a little bit and people are at a loss?
Yes.
Give me a few examples of this.
Kind of the classic example is basically when a white heterosexual man feels like he needs to ask a woman on a date. It's a very fraught situation. Often you're kind of crossing boundaries between like maybe coworker or friend or service worker and into the romantic realm. So that transition is awkward and hard to navigate. And then there's also a certain anxiety produced by a perception that feminism has rendered women hostile or overly defensive against male advances. There's always the worry that you're going to be harassing her, that unwelcome attention is going to be have this exaggerated negative reaction.
So you don't know what to do. I mean, that's the core element of being awkward or feeling like you're in an awkward situation.
Right. And I think this is an interesting one because for a non-neurotic person, it's pretty straightforward what you should do. You should just ask the person to go do the thing that you want to do. What makes it awkward, I think, is the person's feeling that there should be some set rule, that there should be some way that you go about it that guarantees success, when in reality we know there is not.
Hmm. Okay. So give me one or two other examples of what you mean by awkwardness.
Sorry, I really focused on the first example. This is awkward. Well, I think there's a certain awkwardness that comes up, you know, whenever paths cross, whenever situations overlap and you don't know which one you're supposed to be acting according to, like going out and getting drinks with coworkers after work. Are they coworkers? Are they friends? Can you talk about non-work things? You know, there's a kind of fraughtness to the situation. And there's a similar type of awkwardness in kind of cross-cultural encounters. Americans are especially bad about this. You know, we proverbially try to make up for the awkwardness of not sharing a language by like speaking more loudly and slowly for the other person so they can catch on, that kind of thing. But really, that's just a symbol that we're at a loss and don't know what to do.
Is this a personal matter for you? I mean, do you find yourself in these sorts of awkward situations?
Well, of course. I mean, we all do.
So this is more, you're wearing your philosophical hat more than you're sort of trying to work out personal issues here.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So what you're doing is kind of fascinating. I mean, it sounds like you are using the lens of awkwardness to explore something profound about the nature of our social interactions.
Yeah, I do think that it's not just limited to the current American scene, that kind of the breakdown of the social norms that we're experiencing allows us a privileged access to something that was always lying underneath that might not have been as clear in a stronger and more self-assured social order.
So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of surprised to hear you say that the social norms have changed so much in recent decades. What, just because we recognize more the different kinds of people in our society and we've sort of lost the ability to talk with each other in a straightforward way?
I think that in recent decades, there's been a greater recognition and embrace of diversity in American culture. but there has not been a development of a strong set of shared norms for how to navigate that space of diversity. There was a kind of failed attempt in the form of what the right wing pillories as political correctness, probably in the late 80s and early 90s. And we see student activists and online activists trying to develop a vocabulary, but the very fact that it's new emphasizes its artificiality and renders it kind of less convincing to people. And I think that the student activists who are trying to come up with different ways of navigating these interpersonal encounters, I think that they're reacting to the fundamental awkwardness of our age.
You know, one thing that's so intriguing is it almost seems like awkwardness is something that people are attracted to.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is especially the case in the younger generation, the same kind of population that's going through all these protest movements and trying to develop new norms. They're also the same people who kind of revel in awkwardness. And I think that the reason is that there's a two-edged sword when you don't have a social norm. On the one hand, you don't have it to reassure you, to make you feel confident, to kind of make you feel like you know what to do. But on the other hand, the social norm can also feel very constricting and confining. And so being released from that and being able to give kind of free play to your desire, I think, is attractive as well as being scary.
So being awkward in public somehow makes you look good or desirable?
Well, it can be in some cases. For instance, you know, when younger people will, you know, say awkward, they're kind of trying to avoid the kind of shame and embarrassment and just like laugh at the fact that they're awkward and incite others to laugh as well.
So it's sort of, I guess, acknowledging that awkwardness is just part of daily life now.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it holds the potential for kind of a more humane and livable approach to social norms, that they don't have to be this constricting thing that anticipates every contingency, that you can go through life like grasping it a little looser and allowing room for awkwardness, which I think means allowing room for other people to be people.
Philosopher Adam Kotzko is the author of Awkwardness. Steve Paulson talked with him.